seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Dibazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
Good evening, everyone. This is the brand new edition of The Real Kings of Pickup. We are topping it all the time. And tonight we're pleased to start a new cycle, a new format. Even better than the best we have done so far, because there's no other way than constantly topping it. So I'm super psyched. I'm Vince Kelvin, also known as Aphrodite's Prince. I know some of you guys from the group Aphrodite's Prince are calling on Mondays as well. And I'm here with my spiritual brother, no other than the man I turn to when I personally seek advice. I genuinely think he's the greatest philosopher of our time, Arash Sipar motherfucking Dibazar. Arash tops it all the time. We speak sometimes 2-3 times a day, and each time in between, there's such an evolution. It's such an inspiration. So, brother, you know exactly what I'm going to ask you. How are you today?
I'm doing good, beyond good. I'm at a totally new level. The ideas of how do I put this? Let's put it like this. We all seek to feel good in life, and that's a driving force. And I feel that I've reached a level where I can just feel good all the time. And I'm very sensitive to things in the environment that would sneakily cause me to feel bad. And this has resulted in much better business, much better seduction, much better life. And the people around me, my girlfriends, my friends, everybody, when they're around, they get this sense of addiction to being here because it just feels good to be around, right? And so, first of all, myself, I feel good more than not, obviously. There's little dips in the day. Like today, I caught something happened, and the person upset me. So then I just sent him a message. I said, you know what? That was upsetting. Let's not talk. It was just like that. And then like 4 hours later, I got a call, and she was like, she gave me all this stuff about it. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. Just don't make an upsetting situation, because it's not necessary, right? You could have a situation. You don't have to add upset to the situation. That's what I'm sensitive to. And so what it does, because it's a universe of opposites, polar opposites, because I can see that so clearly, it's allowing me to shine more positivity into my own life. And so the results, the stats in every area are up, up, up. And that's where it's at. Where are you at, my brother? What's going on with you?
Well, you know, it's a constant experiment. I'm paying attention to how the presence of people around us, just like you're saying, can impact us. I, too, am very super sensitive to people's energy. And it's amazing when you stack pickup, when you do it like I talk to everybody when I'm on the streets. And to notice that when you do that, you quickly realize how important the other person's potential really is, you know, because I'm the same me, and I may voice something to one person, and within 30 seconds after that, I voice something to another person, and I get two completely different, not only responses, that we already know, but vibes, the energy, the you know, and how it's like really either opening something within me, or it could, but I don't let it too close something. So it's very important for you guys, you know, still operate where maybe you go days without talking to a girl, and then you talk to one girl. If she happens to really not have much potential, then you can be under a completely wrong impression and talk to another girl within minutes from that or seconds. And realize that's why. Be fully aware to honor the most important person in your life, which is you. So we're going to start to take questions, gentlemen. I had to mute a lot of you guys because we could hear some sounds on the line. There's another person right now. It's a 705 number. You're popping up on the screen there. If you'll be kind enough to mute. Meanwhile, the calls are brief. They're just a little over 30 minutes. So let's squeeze as many questions as we can. Hopefully everybody gets a chance to ask a question. Who is going first?
I'll go first. This is Jason from Houston, Texas.
Jason, good to hear your voice.
Yes. My question is, I've been dealing with something for a while. It's been hard for me to really get, I hate using the word motivation, but motivated to even talk to girls. But I've been so focused on my money and other areas in my life, which I feel is way more superior than, you know, any fucking woman. And I feel like something is telling me in my subconscious that that's going to come back to bite me in my ass because I'm neglecting that area of my life so much. So how should I balance focusing so much on my money and income and still going out talking to women?
I go fast with that one. Okay. You need a touch of clarity. First, instead of focusing so much on balance, focus on quality and standard, which is in direct relationship of your money. If you do well with money, you have a certain standard, but you cannot slack off in other areas. So focus more on standard. You know, there's a type and a mode of pickup that's available to all of us, but most don't think it's possible or would not give themselves the permission. You could be dedicating just 3 minutes a day telling women powerfully how you've been so busy focusing on the development of your career and that you would love to talk some more, but you probably don't have the time. Okay? Now, yes, it's going to come back to you because you may succeed and accumulate money, and then are you going to be lonely for the rest of your life? No. So then chicks are going to come around and, the more money you have, the more pickup skills you need because they could suck you dry fast. Then you also got to understand that indeed you're so much more important than any women out there. Okay? But you're not doing it for them. You're doing it to honor your masculinity. You're doing it to fuel yourself. So that's my take, and I pass it to Arash now.
Okay. Obviously, money. Money is a priority for a man, and should be. Because if you have enough money, you can get women. However, whoever is listening, be very aware of separating a natural tendency to live, which is, I don't have to go out of my way to meet beautiful women. As I live, I meet women. Because no creature in the jungle has to say, now I'm going to go to a club. They just, wherever the woman is, they go over there and they approach and they mate. So when I go eat, I have a choice of every single restaurant around me. And I know every restaurant that has beautiful women as waitresses, and I will go there because I want to interact with women. Now, how many women have I had that have served me? served me. Many. Because they're the pretty ones. But I don't necessarily need to stop to make money. That doesn't make sense. It's like the squirrels, like, I'm now no longer mating. I'm just getting nuts. And the bear says, I'm just fishing. That's it. There's no mating right now. It's a natural part of being alive and living. And so when I hear, I'm so focused on my money that I don't have time for women, I don't get that. I just don't get that. I don't know where this philosophy is coming from. You must do this. Make money. You must do this. Get women. And you must take care of your health. Period. Because that is the game of life. Somewhere in those three, if you lack, then you're losing in the game. And you're not actually playing in the game. So when I go out right now, I go out every Saturday and Thursday in San Jose. It's been 2 months now since I did the Vortex thing, right? And I said I would do it. I've been going. And my social circle now is fucking big and strong, meaning last night or Saturday, whatever day that is now. Saturday night, I'm hanging out with the top fucking landscaper, NFL superstar, and a UFC fighter. That's my circle right now. That's a good circle to belong to. But guess what? You know what they're lacking that I'm not? Is the women. As good as they are and as many women as they get, they don't got the fucking science of seduction that I do. And that's what I bring to the table in the beginning. Now they know who I am as a person. That's what attracted them originally. And now they know me as a person. Of course, we're good friends now. But you need to understand, I don't want to lack anywhere. Now, one of my friends out of the guys I said has more money than all of us combined. He inspires me to make money. I don't want to lack that. I don't want to sit next to him and he has more money than me. And so I'm pushing myself because I need to expand my social circle so that one day when I sit next to him, he's making less than me and I got to move up. And you see, this is a game. Life is a game. It's a game of winning. It's a game of engaging, of competition. It's a game of like putting effort. So when you go, I'm not motivated, I'm like, then you're not alive, man. How are you not motivated to get women? Is it because you failed a lot of times? Maybe that's what it is, because you got to go after it. We're not talking about you're not motivated to fucking study history in college, which is bullshit. We're talking about you and your, okay, everybody knows women are insane, but I have the greatest time with them. I love having beautiful women around me. I love it. By the way, everybody online listening, I have 4 girlfriends now. I never thought I'd go up again. I was like, fuck these fucking nuts. But I have 4 girlfriends now. So it expanded again. But you know what? As crazy as they are, I fucking love being around them. It's so nice having pretty girls around, you know? And I know you all like this, otherwise you wouldn't be on this podcast. So don't sell yourself short by saying something that you then want to believe later, which is, it sounds admirable. It sounds honorable, and that's the trap. It sounds honorable to say, I'm so focused on money that I don't have time for women. Oh, yeah, clap, 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 clap. No, it's not honorable. This is the right thing. I make money and I get women. Why can't you do both? Who's taught you can't do both? Because if you're listening to me and Vince, we're doing both. I would be failing you if I got on this podcast and I said, anybody, stop getting women and go make money. Wrong podcast. And if I said to you, get women and don't make money, wrong, it's not what we do. We are pickup and seduction artists. Vince, King of Pickup, Arash, King of Seduction. Look, together we're teaching you something. Women are fun to have around. They're great. They're the greatest self-help mechanism I've found because they're so destructive. So go around there and make sure that you are doing what you need to do to learn from them and find out who you are in the process. Don't ever, as a man, say that you're not motivated to get women. If I was God and I listened to that, I'd be like, I'm sorry, rewind. Did I just create this creature with balls and 10 billion semen every fucking hour? And this guy said he's not motivated to get women? Let's punish him for a second. That's a disrespect to you, yourself, your creator, and all that, whatever you fucking believe in. So I don't play that game at all. That's my answer.
So powerful, brother. And it made me aware, you know? You got to watch out what rules you're listening to, gentlemen. Because sometimes you could be under the impression that you're a step above from those who only come up with excuses. But that statement, I'm so focused on money, comes from what? People who failed at doing other things at the same time because they're, once again, throwing impossibility in a world of such possibilities. Okay? So watch those statements. You cannot listen to the world and expect to have more. That's like a spell and a curse. You got to recognize and realize that if you're really after wealth, you want wealth everywhere, an abundance of all of the things that will best support you in life. And nobody drives a car with just one tire because you don't go far. So we eliminate today that misconception, and we also identify where it came from. It came from people who were creating a crippled life, and what they need to do is create a more organic life that's combining all those aspects. Next question, gentlemen. A lot of you guys are muted. I'm happy to unmute you if you're mindful of the sounds in the background, okay? So I'm unmuting some of you guys, and we're ready for the next question.
I got a question. It's Philly Will. I had a great weekend down in D.C., and I was gaming a group of girls, but then I ended up making out with another girl outside of that group. And then later on, I sort of returned to the group, and I could tell the vibe was different, and they were sort of put off that because they had seen me making out with this other girl. And I'm wondering how both of you would handle that situation.
Again, brief on my side to start with, and how is that even a problem? Okay. You kiss a girl, you go to the next group. I would first and foremost start by not thinking that it's a problem. You're beyond that. you beyond making those statements saying, I was doing this and that, but then. Now, if you let go of the statement, maybe your perception will change. You know, sometimes we make a mistake when listening to others. We think we're listening, but we're trying to translate in our own mind, and we're following internal representations of what we think they are saying. Same thing with body language. We're relating it to our own experience of it. When if you just pause for a second and you observe, maybe it's simpler than that. Maybe they have not been in that experience before. My core frame is, you're going to take people into places, women, where they've not been before. So where are they going to go at first? They're going to go where they think they should go, but that's not where they can go, and that's not where they want to go. And then you develop a little story around. So right there, I would walk to them. I would say, ah, you're giving me the look of like, oh, he kissed that other girl. That's adorable. I know that's what you've been told, but there's a deeper part of you. Or maybe I'm completely wrong, and maybe you're thinking like, that's you're next in line. I'm a little bit crazy. You know, I do things like this. What's your take on it? Do you hate me for it right now? And I would go dual direction. I would say, do you hate me for it right now? Plus, do remember, when you call people on the spot like that, unless the girl is completely wasted and she could be a little psychotic and dangerous because she's no longer calibrated, then most people, they've not been trained. They don't have what it takes to say, don't talk to me like this, or I dare you say that. So they're going to go along a little bit. But I want you to know, all my interactions, they start with the awareness that they're going to go where it's common for them. They're going to give me the average answer. And if I bought into it, I would not do much. So then I expect that. And then I start to voice it freely. I go, ah, right now, you're looking all shy. What is that all about? That's adorable. Tell me. I know I'm making you shy. I speak very freely. What about you? Do you hold back? Are you in tune with those deeper parts of you? And you also move on, you know? You got to create greater flow. So guys, it's no longer a successful night or a semi almost near successful night if you measure by going like, well, I was with that girl and then something happened, or I did this but then sometimes that happened. No, that's how the game works. You're going to do a touch of this and a touch of that, and all those flavors are part of the bigger picture. So you're going to get excited about it all. And the way you report it, you still notice it. We don't deny it, but you go, so check this out. Imagine you're reporting to a buddy, okay? If I was to report that to a rush, I'd be like, I kissed those two over there, and then I go back to the first group, and they all like all look so stuck up and so on. And then by then, I'm in the third group or back to the second one or the first one, introduce them. I'm eager to hear what a rush would say, because I could imagine a rush like bringing all of them together. So anyway, I'll pass it to you, Rush.
I have a totally different perception of what you said. If I try to go back and they were being tight asses, I would move on. You see, when I'm out, I'm going to make out with a lot of girls. You know, it's about 3 or 4 a night. And people see me. I want them to see me. I love when a girl sees me make out with another girl. I fucking love that shit. I'll make out with the one on my right. I'll try to make out with the one on my left. Oh, we're all sitting on the same table. Now, how I see myself is I'm that guy who does that. Like, if you were fucking Jim Morrison, or if you were fucking Tommy Lee, or even Hugh Hefner, you would not ask that question. What you would say is, what's wrong with this girl? Let's replace her. She's not hanging out with us tonight. So that's how I see it. You're not hanging out with us anymore. See, you're wanting to hang out with her. But I see what we call the vortex. They didn't want to hang out with us. Sunday night, Saturday night, we ended up at my friend's house. So we bounced the girls from one restaurant to a club, then from there to a strip club. We like to take girls to a strip club. And one of the girls was like, I've never been to a strip club. I said, get in the fucking car. You're an adult. What do you mean never been to a strip club? What's going to happen? Let's go. So go to a fucking strip club. It's terrible. It's the worst strip club I've ever been to ever in my life. So we're like, let's get the fuck out of here. It ends up being 4 girls, 2 guys. As we start going back, I start quickly getting rid of the 2 that were tight asses. I could tell they were fucking up the vibe. So we end up with 2 girls, 2 guys back at my friend's house.
These two girls are ready to fuck so bad, it's just kind of retarded. My friend and I are eye-coding each other, like we're the hot girls, and I'm letting him know, I don't really want to have sex with this woman. She's not, like, sex-worthy, really, you know? And the question is, why'd you take her there? Because she was fun. She was loose. She was relaxed. She was flirtatious. I was playing with her titties. It was fun. While the other one was just being weird. The other one thought that I was going to, like, wine and dine her for fucking, I don't know, 3 weeks to touch her. Like, no, it's not going to happen, actually, okay? We're out having a good time tonight. So then at fucking 3:30 a.m., my friend ends up making eggs and sausage. And then we're eating this, and I'm playing video games because these girls are, like, trying to hang on us and stuff. Around 5, I was like, 5 a.m., I'm going to come home. And I looked at this girl, she's pretty drunk. I was like, okay, she's not driving. So I caught an Uber with her, took her to her house. The whole time she's sitting in the car, can you come inside? I want to show you my artwork. And I'm like, yeah, yeah, for sure, but I didn't want to go. So we get there, and then she comes inside, I said, I'm so tired, or whatever. And then she goes inside, and I leave. I didn't have sex with her. I didn't have sex with her. She didn't suck my dick. But the point is, she was fun. If a girl has a problem with me making out with other girls, that's great. I need to know that it's possible so that she doesn't come home and she doesn't hang out with me and my friends. Because we're those guys who go out and get a lot of women. We're not those guys who go out and try to get married. You get the difference? I'm not trying to find that girl who's like, I'm sorry, you talked to another girl. But I have 4 girlfriends. They all know what I'm... look, this podcast is on iTunes. Do I sound like I'm hesitating that they're going to listen to me? That's what I'm teaching you guys, how to be men. If any of my girlfriends have a problem with me doing this, they shouldn't be my fucking girlfriend, really. That's what it is. So change the way you're looking at it. No, you went back, and then she was kind of cold. Okay, great. Nice to see you. Let go and make out with another girl who's not cold. Fuck her. She'll feel it. She'll feel it. She's trying to punish you, okay? No, you punish her. That's it. You're not fun, you tell her. You're not fun. You don't tell her. Yeah, I would internally. It's subtle. You're not fun. I don't want to talk. She's cold. She's cold. You go, okay. Sounds, looks like you guys are having a really fucking good time here. And then you walk over there and you make out with some other girl. That's it for me.
At the core, Will, you got to realize that it's simple and that goes for everyone, gentlemen. Check this out. You're assuming that you're playing with perfection and that the only way in is for you to be able to measure up to that perfection and say the right thing at the right time. No. Stop thinking they have it all figured out. You're the sexual man. You're the one with game. You're the one who's becoming more social and creating a greater lifestyle with every new day. So a lot of them, they are not capable for that. You know, at best, what they're capable is to have a conversation with some guy that leads nowhere, to go back and forth with text and not do anything with it. And notice how retarded it is on their side, how retarded it is. Why? Because they put themselves in stupid-ass position. Last night, I encountered this guy who's a pickup coach in Hollywood also. He's pushing a stroller. Those three ladies pass by. And they were like, oh, can we take pictures with you? I have it on video. I'm going to put it up a little later. Suddenly, I go, I'm the kissing saint. And she's the one tossing her mouth next to mine. You know, doing that retarded thing girls do where they push their lip forward and they're not kissing you, but they're not kissing you. They want to show their lips to the camera, okay? And I go, I'm the kissing saint. Don't do that. I'm going to kiss your lips. She goes, oh, no, I'm married. I go, no, no, she's not married. If that's her sense of being married, and if her marriage was so great, why does she have to walk the street with two girlfriends dressed slutty on a Sunday evening and take picture of a guy and then toss her lips like that? She could say, oh, I appreciate your hair. I'm a married woman. Can we please take a picture? I want to show that to my husband because I really find that interesting. She's not doing that. So she's the one who's fucking up to put herself in that position. If she puts herself in a nightclub and has a chance to talk to a cool guy like you, then, well, she's completely missing out, or she shouldn't put herself in that nightclub. I'm telling you, I'm going to continue every day on Facebook to eradicate all those false frames till we get to the core of it and you realize you're free and you're not doing anything wrong. And you have the edge and the advantage, not only as a man, also as the simple fact that you going for life by design versus life by default. The only design that they attempt is the clothing they wear. But even that is a disaster when you know a little bit more about fashion. The majority of women out there don't know how to dress. One of my former wives, one thing that she had mastered in life was that. And she would go on movie sets or videos with pretty famous people and quickly rearrange them. And I noticed what she would pay attention to, and I'd be, oh, yeah, that's right. That skirt, it's not even properly closed. It's still too much to the side. It's too long for her, and so on. Anyway, we're going to reverse the order now because I got excited. I wanted to thank you, Will, because you found that video for me. That's really awesome, with the guy from MTV. Another video was filmed by one of those streamers, and Will helped me find it today. So I really appreciate that. We reverse the order. Next question. Pass it to Rush. Who's going next, gentlemen? We got less than 10 minutes.
No problem. Thank you both.
Thank you. Okay, who's going?
Can you hear me, Vince?
We can hear you. Yes, please go for it.
It's Pat from Miami. Got a question. You know how, like, some of the younger cute girls can be sort of flaky, and I was thinking about it today, and I'm like, you know, we might not want to give them just because they're cute or just because they're hot or just because they're young any special treatment. But getting together with them the second time after you meet them can be a good thing. Have you ever said to yourself, all right, I'm not going to give special treatment to these girls, but they are hot, they are young, I need to meet them twice because the second time I meet them, I'll probably have them in the bag. The first time, you know, it's not enough. Have you ever said, I'll do that, but then no more special treatment for them? Meaning, you know, as long as I get to meet them twice, they'll see who I am, it'll be a good thing, but no more special treatment? Or is that too much given?
Okay. Once again, you know, I really think that you guys are just too much complicating this stuff. I mean, okay, just even the word special treatment doesn't exist in my in my vocabulary when it comes to women. I'm here, right, to get the girl. And I'm here to make the girl fall in love with me, desperately in love with me, addicted to me. Special treatment is, I don't know what you're talking about, my friend. Are you saying, like, you should allow them to flake or not allow them to flake? Because,
like,
who cares?
Like, going out of the way just a little bit more than normal to make sure that they meet you again. Just to do it the second time.
If that's
time.
What it takes, if that's what it takes for them to meet you again, the answer is yes. If you do that and they don't meet you again, the answer is no. The result is what determines whether or not your action is right. See, what's happening is you guys are blogging about it and not being out there. When you go out into the field and you're out there interacting with people, that is where you learn. Here is where you check your learning and you see what it is you need to go experiment with. So some girls, you're going to have to give special treatment to, in your words. I don't have those words. But in the way you're describing it, some girls you don't do that with. And which girls do you do it with? Which girls do you not do it with? The girls who you do it with end up seeing you a second time are the ones you do special treatment for. And the ones that if you do a special treatment for, they don't meet you a second time, don't do it with them. It's not every girl is exactly the same girl. For seduction, and seduction is what? You take her, you make her yours. My third girlfriend, Jessica, I met her at Hooters. She was my waitress.
Mm-hmm.
I invited her to come work out when I was in San Diego. She came and worked out with me. I didn't know her. Her and her friend came and worked out. Then I invited her and her friends to come hang out with me and my girlfriend at my hotel in San Diego. They came. The extent of my physical contact with her that night was a hug goodbye, and my foot slid under her thigh as she was sitting down to warm my toes. This is literally how much I touched her that night. 4 days later, she had decided she was going to come to San Jose. That's all she knew about, to come and visit me here. She got a flight Friday in San Jose. She was leaving Monday morning. Sunday night, she knew that she was not going back Monday. She's never gone back to San Diego. She was a model over there, not like an Instagram model. She was a fucking legit model over there. She was working at Hooters because she was also taking care of her family. She was the only person paying for everyone's bills over there. From that to that, she's now my girlfriend of 10 months, and go watch her posts about me. Better yet, read her texts. My new girlfriend, Cameron, I spent literally, physically in front of her about 4 hours. She's my girlfriend right now.
How is this happening? Why am I doing this? Is it I'm so fucking good looking that they just have to fucking cream all over themselves? No, I'm doing something different. And seduction requires that you totally, totally get involved in the woman's mind and heart and soul and get who she is. Then by you being you, you fulfill that hole in her. You guys got to look at this thing differently. I tell you, my life is a dream. It's a fantasy on so many levels because of the science of seduction. It is the most senior thing to anything I've ever studied. So I'm here to show you guys the passion behind it, that you can have whatever you want. Because if you could get girls at this level, believe me, you could fucking run a business. Believe me, you could get dudes to fucking want to hang out with you. So the idea of special treatment for a second date, why are you concerned? Here's your job. Go meet the girl. You did that already. Good job. Now do whatever. Get this. Underline emphasis. Whatever it takes to get her out again. Period. That's it. There's no set rule besides she needs to go out again with you. When she does that, you're on step two. Then go from step two to step three. That's it.
Gotcha. Cool.
Pat, you need to establish some ground rules, okay? First, redefine things. Redefine. Meaning, special treatment. Well, here's what should not be done, okay? You should not compromise yourself, okay? Number one, don't compromise yourself. So don't go outside of what you do because of the girl. Meaning, I give you a super simple example. I remember years ago, as a vegan, I made an exception and I ate meat, not because I wanted to eat meat, just because the girl really said, come on, eat meat. And I felt very bad about it. Nothing happened. And then I said, here's an intelligent question, you guys, a little bonus right there. I said, hey, you know, I'm really committed to have great experiences with women. And I can tell nothing's going to happen between you and I, but just out of curiosity. What was it? And I mean, I don't mean your own opinion, but just I'm curious. And she said, well, I was so amazed at how all the unique choices you make, but when you, I could tell you were compromising, and that turned me off. Now, whether that was it or not, who cares? But it was interesting. So you don't compromise. Second, if making them, like giving them a special treatment would include like, okay, I'm going to give a ride or I'm going to buy something and so on. They have to earn that. But if you mean by that, being a little bit persistent, being a little bit flexible. You say, come to my place. And they say, how about my place? Or, you know, like just like being the one who rekindles a little bit more. Then it's absolutely fine. But also it should not be done in a way where you have to go outside of yourself. Think about it since we're talking about money. Imagine a person that normally they go, okay, I spend every day $100. And they go, oh, shit, I'm stretching. I'm spending $1,000. That's not a really good mindset. How about, okay, let me make 10,000 so I can easily go, here's 1,000. Okay? Then I'm not stretching. So when you do the work all the way and too many guys, they come short, you know, it's like you're not doing it till you're doing it. In life, things are not done till they're done. So too many guys, they come close, they start to bet girls, and then they do less than they did. Initially, they would have traveled across the world. They are guys, you know, who would get in a fucking airplane to come to the GSLR from across the world or to do an event. But will they top it? Will they do it twice, three times, for however long it takes? And then you got to also, I'm going to teach right now. I'm going to remove one thing from my teaching. Okay? And I'm going to give you a short lesson, everybody. I'm going to remove one thing from my teaching. And I'm going to give you a short lesson. I think it's very difficult to meet women in Los Angeles. It's even harder to meet women in small town. And anyway, the majority of the time, they end up with the friend that's better looking. And that really sucks. That was my initial impression when I first came to America. Now I'm going to add back the ingredient I'm talking about. You cannot take anything that you hear unless it's from a source who has abundantly and has proven it time and time again, or anything that comes from within you, and not question it and refine it and improve it and top it. So right there, there's too many refugees, special treatment. In what community book of ours have you heard that? Never. Like a rush. We don't use those words. Okay? Notice the presupposition also, the deadly one, that without that, you couldn't get her. Now, a better question would be, what is it that wouldn't be that would get that girl to act completely different? What impact can I create initially in my behavior that would get her to omit that? Because women are fascinating. They omit. They always. One of my favorite surveys that I conducted, I would tell girls, which if you guys like to play with potent like opinion openers and so on, you go, okay, this is a crazy question. I've heard this somewhere. Some guy was saying that, or some lady, if you want to soften it up, it doesn't matter who the woman is, don't tell her directly. Like, enlist women, you know, it could be like, she could be a married woman, she could be straight out of college, she could even be a prostitute, or she could be a woman of the clergy. There's always exceptions. There's always times when all the rules you have set for yourself, notice the shift from they to you, where you make an exception. So be very intrigued in that, guys. What causes women to make exception? How come they say this to that guy and something different to the guy after that? And cover more numbers too, okay? If you like young girls like that, get 10 or 20 of them in touch with them. Out of 10 or 20, there's always those that it doesn't matter what you do, it's not going to happen. Going to have to work at it very hard. And there's equal beauty that are probably more intelligence, because recognize all misbehaving from women, all the stuff on their side as lack of information and lack of social intelligence. Okay, again, how do we know it's a lack of social intelligence? One thing, if really they dislike it, they should not be in that position at the first place. Any girl that has a guy friend and she uses him to kind of go around, but he's kind of pushy and she keeps on saying no to him, that girl is a dumbass. Because she could get her shit together and get her game together and be with a better looking guy who would provide her even more and maybe even send a chauffeur. If that's really what she wants, she's trying to do. So when you see those women in weird positions that are not like having the time of their lives somewhere and it's really so good that they don't even need to come anywhere near those places where people go to meet, anything is a sign that, okay, you have a person who could really use some assistance. It's time for us to wrap up tonight. My brother, thank you so very, 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 very much. I'm going to make a quick special announcement. Brother, off recording, if you wanted to say one or two words of conclusion of the recorded segment, and then I wanted to just tell you one thing, guys, after the recording.
I'll make it brief. I'm going to be I have been. Get on Instagram, Arise Up RIMC. Get on my Facebook and just follow, because there's too many. I can't add anymore. But pay attention, or come to the events. Pay attention as I seduce the entire world and I put it under my spell. And you grew up watching Jedis and Sith Lords and superheroes and gods and mythology. And do you have the eyes to recognize it if it's in front of you? That's my question. Do you have the eyes to see what the fuck is happening right now, guys? I'm showing you the next phase. I go in phases. This phase, you will witness a man submit the entire world with his seduction. Once you see that for a while, the next phase will blow you away. But right now, you need to wake up. Wake up. You're taking it too small, too lightly. If you know how to seduce, if you know how to pick up, you have a secret power that every man desires, from kings to janitors, and every woman desires because she wants to be seduced properly. They are miserable because they haven't found a man that knows how to be a man with a woman like her. That's all I have to say.
Diamond Mine and Aphrodite Sprint.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starter kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.